96.1 and 102.1, The Wolf. It's Don Jarrett. It's Amanda Joe from Steel and Joe's Bone, people. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the studio.
It's good to be in the studio.
Steel and Joe's Bone. Has the snow melted completely?
No.
Not yet.
We still have a few...
Few feet. Okay.
Yes.
But you can still get up there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I know you had Bradford Huntsman over the weekend.
Yes.
Love Bradford. Saw him at the PBR pre-party. So he's a busy guy. He's going to be coming back.
Yes.
To Steel and Joe's Bone because it is that time of year to start howling and bone.
Yes. If I could howl, I would do it.
Oh.
I love
I'll do it for you. I'm the wolf man. Okay. So. Tyler and the Train Robbers.
Yes.
Idaho Grown. Big party coming.
It is going to be a big party. We're super jacked.
So it's kind of a dual event, right? I mean, they have an album coming. It's an album release party.
Brand new album release party. The Hum of the Road.
Perfect. It's, oh, how perfect is that?
I know. How fitting, right?
The Hum of the Lonely Road to Bone.
I love it. It should be a song. We should write it.
It might be. So Tyler and the Train Robbers are local faves, Idaho faves.
Yes.
They are awesome. They tour all over the place. It's so cool they come back to Idaho, this neck of the woods. They love it up in Bone. We love it up in Bone. So Howlin' and Bone 2024 kicking off with Tyler and the Train Robbers on May 4th.
Yes.
You could dress up like your favorite Star Wars character. It's fine.
Everybody belongs in Bone. You just come as you are. There's no judgment.
I will have my lightsaber for Tyler and the Train Robbers. And Bradford Huntsman will be opening.
Yes.
Okay. So those tickets are on sale now?
They are on sale.
Okay. Where do they get them?
They go to stillandjoesbone.com.
Okay. All right. I put it on wolfidaho.com. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tickets on sale now. Limited quantity available.
Yes.
So get them before you can't. And this is the first of many Howlin' in Bone experiences, we're going to call them, coming this summer.
Yes.
So who else is coming to Steel and Joe's Bone?
Well, after Tyler, on June 6th, we have the Wilder Blue, and they're opening.
Big deal.
Yes.
I know you know that's a big deal. You know I know that's a big deal. The people that know Wilder Blue know it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. That's a big name.
Yes.
Band.
Yes.
That usually sells out festivals.
Yes.
Thousands of people. So for you to have the opportunity to see Wilder Blue in the very unique, one-of-a-kind, intimate confines of Steel and Joe's Bone is extraordinary. That's the best way I can describe it. Is that accurate?
I would concur.
Okay.
Yes.
So Wilder Blue, what's the date on that?
That's June 6th. That's a Thursday.
You cannot miss those guys. And they're just taking a little pit stop at Steel and Joe's Bone because they're on the road with
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs. Some guy named Luke Combs.
Yes.
The tickets are on sale for that right now.
Exactly.
Okay. Hopefully it'll be, it should be sold out after people hear us talking about it.
It's
Wilder
getting
Blue.
Close. Yeah. Yeah.
At Steel and Joe's Bone.
Yes.
Who else is going to be Howlin' and Bone?
We got Jason Boland and the Stragglers.
Goodness
coming
sakes.
On the 21st. He's there.
They're amazing.
Yes.
Okay, so that's only three Howlin' and Bone shows. Okay, now what after that?
Same weekend, the next night.
Okay.
We have Andrew Chappell.
So we got a back-to-back thing going on.
Yes. Okay. Yes, so you could spend the entire weekend Howlin' and Bone. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell your friends.
I'm liking this. This is impressive. And beyond that?
Then next up, we have the Duke of Donley, none other than Jeff Crosby, coming on June 29th.
Me too. We love him.
Yes.
An Idaho institution. I hope he hears this, because that'll be on the side of his bus afterwards. Oh, my gosh. Jeff Crosby, if you've never experienced Jeff in person, you have to. The dude is just a legend. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. We got, so more of them in the works.
Okay.
We got Jeremy McComb coming back.
Absolutely.
He's becoming
quite the Idaho institution as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. People need a passport to see him.
Yeah, he's amazing. So talk about this. So we just laid out like an incredible lineup of shows, Howlin' and Bone. You've also are set up for private events, corporate parties, retreats, weddings, anniversaries, whatever. If you are looking for a unique setting to have your event or special moment, it's where the wild things are.
Yes.
You've put your heart and soul into it. Your family's put their heart and soul into it, and it's obvious. So grateful that you have brought this type of entertainment to a place like that where we can have an experience unlike anywhere else.
It's really like an outdoor listening room. Like
it is.
You don't get to experience art like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. Big stadiums are awesome, and music is awesome anywhere it is. But in Bone, it is different.
Cool experience. Really is. And we can use all the different adjectives to try and explain it.
Yes.
You have to feel
it
in person.
Yes.
You have to see it, hear it, taste it, smell it. Use all your senses up there at Steel and Joe's Bone to really understand what we're talking about. And then once you do, you'll be back time and time again. And you will spread the word about how amazing any experience in Bone is. Now, there's also an annual ride up there for something that's very close to your heart and something that the turnout is bigger and better every year. Talk about that.
So we do Brody's Ride.
Mm-hmm.
We started it for my nephew, Brody. He lost the battle to MDA 2004, and we started a ride up there when my friend owned it before I did.
Yeah.
And it has become a yearly fundraiser. We give the money now to Camp Hayden.
Yep.
They're a local charity. They're for all.
They're great.
Accessible adventures for all. And it is the funnest ride. Anything you ride, I don't care what it is.
Three-wheelers, mopeds,
no
judgment. UTVs, ATVs.
You ride it, and it goes to a great cause, and it is one of the most epic weekends in Bone. And we actually moved it to July 20th this year, so it'll be warmer.
Awesome. Now, all of these incredible experiences in Bone, they're all on the website, steelandjoesbone.com. That's steel, S-T-E-E-L-E, the letter N, J-O-S, bone.com. Go up there, click around. See what it's all about. The cabins that you have available for rental are very special as well. I watched the video for the first time. I got to get up there with my wife. We're going to have to have a little overnighter or weekend getaway up there. It's really cool. What a great way to experience the other facets of Steel and Joe's. It's an amazing place. You guys have done a fantastic job. And you guys have been through so much to keep the dream alive. God bless you, Steel and Joe's Bone! We love you guys. And that's why, you know, it's so easy for us to partner with you, because not only do we love the story, we love the place, but we love the people like you too. So,
well, the feeling is mutual. This has been a wild ride.
Stay tall in the saddle, because it ain't over yet, apparently. Tyler and the Train Robbers with Bradford Huntsman. First up, Howlin' in Bone on May 4th at Steel and Joe's Bone. Bring your own lawn chair. All the rest will be provided. Tickets at steelandjoesbone.com. It's going to be an epic night of many.
Yes.
This season at Steel and Joe's Bone. And keep your eyes and ears on the wolf as well for tickets and details. And thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Where the wild things are. Steel and Joe's Bone. Bum, bum.